August 12, 1912. Divine love, which is firm and genuine, is symbolized by the sun. The love that is not completely for Jesus is similar to the fire of the earth. This morning, as soon as my always adorable Jesus came, he told me, "My daughter, my love is symbolized by the sun." The sun rises majestically, but, as it rises, it is always fixed and it never really rises. It invades the entire earth with its light. It fecundates all the plants with its heat. There is no eye which does not enjoy it. One could say that there is almost no good on the earth which doesn't come from its beneficial influence. How many things would not have life without it? Yet, it does all this without clamor, without saying even a word, without demanding anything. It does not bother anyone. It doesn't even take up any space on earth which it invades with its light. Men can do whatever they want. In fact, while they enjoy the goodness of the sun, they do not pay any attention to it, leaving it unobserved among them. Such is my love, symbolized by the sun. It rises in the midst of all, like a majestic sun. There's no mind that is not irradiated by my light. There is no heart that does not feel my warmth. There is no soul that is not embraced by my love. More than sun, I am in the midst of all. Alas, how few pay attention to me. I remain almost unobserved in the midst of them. I receive no return, but I continue to give light, heat and love. If a soul pays attention to me, I go mad, but without clamor, because my love is not subject to weaknesses, being firm, fixed and genuine. Just so would I like your love for me, and, if it were so, you would become also sun for me and for all, since true love possesses all the qualities of the sun. On the other hand, a love which is not firm, fixed or genuine is symbolized by earthly fire, which is subject to variations. Its light is not capable of illuminating all. It is a very gloomy light, mixed with smoke. Its heat is limited, and if it is not fed with wood, it dies down and turns into ash. While if the wood is green, it sputters and smokes. Such are the souls who are not completely for me, as my true lovers. If they do any good, it is more noise and smoke that comes out of their actions than light. If they are not fed by some human bother, even under the aspect of sanctity or conscience, they fade and become colder than ash. Inconstancy is their characteristic, now fire, now ash.